Ladies and gentlemen, Bristol-Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica for the smile of health and True Shade, the beforehand lotion, present the Eddie Cantor Show. With Nora Martin, Burt Gordon, our Russian friend, Eddie Cantor Von Zell Jr., played by Billy Gray, Leonard Seuss's orchestra, yours truly, Harry Von Zell, and starring Eddie Cantor!
Brethren and sistern of our Wednesday night congregation, lend an ear while Deacon Seuss and Sister Martin join me in...
You got to accentuate the positive feelings, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread joy, through the maximum bring gloom, and through the minimum have faith, a pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate... My last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark.
What did they do?
What did they
do? Everything was dark. Man said,
we better ask them to wait the positive feeling, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
To illustrate, my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do? Just when everything looked dark.
What did they do, Brother Candor?
Accent. You ate the positive feeling. Eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Nora Martin. You know, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you, Harry Von Zell, I am not speaking to at all. I mean, at all. I'm not your job. I'm just not speaking.
Well, Eddie, listen, don't. But can't you take a little joke for
joke? Friends, I want to tell you Harry's idea of a little joke.
Yes?
Last Saturday, Harry and I were out walking, wheeling Harry's baby along Wilshire Boulevard.
Been a beautiful day to take the baby walking.
Yeah, and he loves it, don't you, little fella?
Mother, love
you. Isn't he cute? You know, Harry, it's a great thing about California. No matter how hot it gets in the daytime, in the evening you still have to wear a coat, a raincoat.
Well, now, Eddie, you shouldn't complain. After all, the rain is good for the soil. Look what it does for your victory garden.
Yeah, I know. During the big rain last week, I looked out at my garden, and there were my vegetables coming up for the first time.
Now, there, you see?
And my gardener was going down for the third time.
Well, listen, stop complaining, Eddie. The sun is out today.
Yeah, and I hope it stays out, too.
X-ray, yeah. Read all about it. Russians, 29 miles from Berlin.
29.
Get your paper. Russians, 28 miles from Berlin.
So fast! Here, boy, give me a paper. Keep the change.
You didn't pay me.
Oh. Pay the man, Harry.
What is the news there, Eddie?
Oh, look at these two headlines, Harry.
What?
Sinatra faces draft. Army pleads for 10,000 nurses.
Yeah. And look at this one, Eddie. Fuel shortage grips East Coast. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah, I know, Harry. Nowadays in New York, when Mayor LaGuardia goes to a fire, it's to keep warm.
look, here it says, lack of fuel closes many nightclubs.
Yeah, it's very cold in New York, in the nightclubs there, Harry. I know. Yeah, my friends tell me. You know, Sally Rand is working in one of those nightclubs, and because of the fuel shortage, instead of fans, she's doing a dance with two smudge pots.
No. Yeah?
Since... there's a smudge pot I know. Harry, since they won't allow fuel in places of entertainment, some of the nightclubs got so cold, they had to put alcohol in the liquor to keep it from freezing. Look, Harry, look.
What?
Isn't that Leonard Seuss and Nora Martin looking at furniture there?
Yes.
Hello, Leonard. Hey, Nora.
Oh,
Leonard.
Hello.
Come on, hey, kid. Hello. Hey, what are you two doing looking at furniture here in Bullock's window?
Well, Nora's always talking about getting married.
Yes, and I think the furniture in this window makes a lovely room.
I'm against it.
Well, against it? Why?
It would be embarrassing to spend my honeymoon in Bullock's window.
Honeymoon. Listen, kids, take it from a man who knows. These things should take time. First you get the right partner, then later you get the wedding ring, after that you get the furniture.
And then what do you get?
Oh,
Don't rush him. Don't rush him. Don't rush him. Nora, look, let me give you a tip. There's nothing so romantic as a beautiful song. Why don't you try singing to this bird?
Well, I did. Last night we sat by the fire, and with Leonard's head resting on my shoulder, I sang...
Oh, well, what happened?
Between Tura and Laura, he fell asleep.
It's a nice place to fall asleep between Tura and Laura. Take him. Take him into the store. Take him in the store, Nora, huh?
Look, Eddie, I gotta... I forgot the candy, but yeah. I'm gonna have to go in the store, too, and get the baby some things.
Well, go ahead, Harry. I'll mind the baby. I'll be out here. Oh, stop goo-gooing. Your daddy will be right back. What are you trying to say with that goo-goo anyway, huh?
Goo. Papa's is sure good to me. It's nice of him the way he wheels me around in my baby carriage. In a couple of years, I'll be wheeling him around. Maybe in a double-seater with my old man. But if they stuck to drinking milk like they'd never be able to be wheeled around if they just stuck to milk. I wonder what they drink. Bet I know. Rum and Coca-Cola. My goodness, I wonder if Popeye's had big eyes like that when he was a baby. I bet he wasn't delivered by the stork. Must have been an owl. Oh, boy. Look at the sky. It's going to rain. My daddy says that rain is good. Lots of moisture makes things grow. Then I'm going to be big.
Well, little fella, you've been sneezing, and your daddy's still in the department store. Oh, wait a minute. Don't cry. I better go in and buy you a bonnet to cover your little head. You stay here and listen to the record they're playing in the music department. Uncle Eddie will be right back. Don't worry about it.
With our baby, leaving him alone here, all at the mercy of anyone passing by.
Well,
I might have found him in the arms of some dirty, no good, I don't know what.
Well, but I didn't leave him with a dirty, no good, you don't know what. I left him with Eddie Cantor.
Eddie Cantor? He's a dirty, no good, we both know what.
But, honey, listen.
The idea of Eddie walking off and leaving this child alone. But we'll get him him good, Harry. We'll take him a lesson.
What do you mean?
I'm going to take the baby home, and when Eddie comes out, you pretend that the baby disappeared.
Yeah, but then Eddie won't know what has happened to the baby, and he'll feel responsible. And he won't know what to do. He might have a nervous breakdown. He might even leave the program. I'd have to do the whole show by myself.
You too. Now, don't you tell Eddie I have the baby. You just put on an act.
Well, all right, darling. Leave it to me. Goodbye. Gosh, put on an act. I don't know if I can. I never get a chance to act. Even on the radio, all I say is, ladies and gentlemen, if you wake up in the morning feeling sick and headachy due to the need of a laxative, take a glass of sal hepatica. That's not putting on an act. That's just telling the truth. People know that sal hepatica is a great help to make them feel better faster. Helpful particularly when they take sal hepatica the minute they get up. For sal hepatica taken then brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. Gosh, I don't know if I can convince Eddie the baby's missing by just putting on an act. I'm only convincing when I'm stating a fact. Like when I say, besides quick, gentle relief, sparkling sal hepatica gives you another advantage. This famous saline helps an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity. And, of course, my most important fact is when I say, so tonight or tomorrow, get a bottle of sal hepatica from your druggist. Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then, whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better, thanks to gentle, speedy sal hepatica.
Oh, Harry!
Oh,
hey, Harry!
Oh, now to put on my act.
Harry, look at this little hat I bought for the baby. Is that darling?
Oh, boy, that is cute, Eddie. Where is the baby? Let's try it on him.
What do you mean, where's the baby? I left it here. I thought you had it.
Well, I thought you had it.
Yeah, but I thought you had it.
Well, I thought you had it.
Harry, let's not stand here talking like two outfielders from Brooklyn. Harry Bonzel, this is serious.
Yeah, well, where is he? Where's my baby?
What do you mean?
My little package of happiness, my bundle of joy. He's gone. My only son, my own flesh and blood.
The blood he got from his mother.
Well, Eddie, my son has vanished. My child is gone. My offspring has sprung.
Come, Harry. Harry, calm down, will you?
What do we do? What do we do? What
Harry,
do we
wait,
do?
Wait a minute. Maybe the baby went home.
Home? That's ridiculous. Poor little baby can't even walk. How do you expect him to get home?
W.C. Fields makes it. Now, I'm sure the baby's all right. Look, here comes Leonard and Nora. Maybe they haven't. Well, kids, what about the baby?
The baby? I haven't even proposed yet.
I mean Harry's baby. It's disappeared.
Disappeared?
Huh? Yeah. My baby, my little package of happiness, my bundle of joy. I'm hysterical.
Cheer up, Mr. Bonzel. Maybe he was kidnapped.
Yep. Leonard.
Kidnapped?
Leonard, stop trying to be comforting. You don't understand about things like this. Harry's baby is lost.
Oh, I understand. When I was 3 years old, my mother lost me in a department store. But it was nothing to worry about.
It wasn't?
No. She'll find me someday.
Oh. Harry, Harry, promise me, don't go home until we find that baby. Oh, manager.
Huh?
I'm Eddie Cantor.
Yes?
You gotta help me. I'm looking for a little baby boy.
I know, but coming to a department store is ridiculous.
Nora's looking, Leonard's looking. We went to the Bureau of Missing Persons. 3 hours waiting by this telephone, and not a single call. Harry, all afternoon I've been pacing to and fro, and when I get to two, I can hardly make it back to fro. The suspense, this waiting, my nerves are shattered.
Listen, Eddie, wait to control yourself.
Wait a minute. Listen. There.
What?
That phone. It didn't ring.
But, Eddie...
There, see? It did it again.
Did what?
Didn't ring. Every few minutes it does that, like a drum beating in my ears. Must be my eardrums. Oh. I can't stand it.
Look, Eddie, I tell you what you ought to do.
What?
Put the phone in the next room, and then when it doesn't ring...
Yes?
You won't hear it.
This is terrible. That poor baby lost, and it's all my fault. I've been a fool. I've met a lot of dopes in my time, but when it comes to the biggest dope I've ever met...
How do you do?
Russian, listen to me. My baby is missing. Now, you must help us find it.
Leave it to me. I'll put on my hat and coat and go looking for the baby.
Are you going to the police?
No, sir.
Why?
The police are looking for me.
This is no time for fooling. Have you any ideas?
Let me see. If I was a baby, where would I go? Go. The Burbank. What would a kid want with burlesque? He wears less clothes than they do.
Well, what is it, Russian? Please.
Say, Ivanzlo, yep. Give me some kind of a clue. Did he run around with any women?
Women? The baby's only 10 weeks old.
Bashful, huh? Tell me, Ivanzlo, where did you last see the little kiddie?
At Wilshire and La Brea.
Okay. I'm going immediately to Hollywood and Vine.
But my baby was at Wilshire and La Brea.
You look for your baby and I'll look for mine.
Russian, we're desperate. You usually find what you go after. Please help us.
Very well. I'll go to Wilshire and La Brea. Take out my compass and head north. If no baby, head south. Then west.
Why don't you go east?
Change the reservation.
Listen, never mind him. Let's get in my car and start searching.
Wait a minute. You got your car outside?
Well, yes.
Car. Can I drive it?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sure he'll make it.
Well, I hope so, Eddie.
Yeah, once he gets the car, and he's coming. Hey! Oh, my heavens! What happened?
Russian, look, you ruined my car. You smashed right into that lamppost.
Basil, it's your fault.
My fault?
Yes. I asked you if I could drive your car, and you said yes.
Well?
Who can drive?
I'm telling you, Nora, I'll go crazy if we don't find that baby.
Eddie!
I'm sorry. Yes.
Eddie, yes, I just got word. My baby. The gang of crooks has him. Hello, Nora.
Hello, Harry.
And this gang of crooks. Said they'd only give the baby back to me if I meet him right away at Wilshire and Fairfax with $5,000.
$5,000? This is awful. We could call the police if we knew where the baby is, but who would know where he is?
Well, my wife would.
What did you say?
My wife would that she knew where the baby is.
Okay, Harry. I'll get the $5,000. Here, take my coat.
It's in your coat?
No. Here, take my pants.
Oh, it's in your pants?
No. Now then.
Oh, what a wonderful place to hide money.
No, that's not my long underwear happens to be droopy. Look, Harry. Now, off with my shoes and socks.
Oh, it's in your shoes.
No, it isn't. Now, hand me that diving helmet.
A diving helmet? Where is this money?
In a box at the bottom of my swimming pool. That's the only place Ida hasn't looked. I'll have that money for you right away, Harry. You've got to bring back Eddie Cantor, Fontel Jr.
Oh, Harry, I'm so glad you got home.
Yeah, I couldn't wait to see you and the baby. Say, your scheme worked out swell.
Oh.
Cantor not only went for the part about someone taking the baby, but he came across with $5,000 ransom money.
Oh, wonderful. With $5,000, you can afford to take a month off from work. Why, we could go someplace and rest.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't stand being off for a month. After 6 days, I'd get restless with all that time on my hands. I'd go crazy wondering.
Wondering about what?
Wondering about thousands of women.
Harry.
Oh, no. No, in a purely professional way, dear.
But, Harry, you've got to think of yourself, too.
It's more fun thinking of women. I mean, dear, it's more fun thinking how wonderful it is the way so many women have learned to put Truché on their hands before they put them in hot soapy water. For that's the test of how different and unique Truché is, you know. You put it on your hands before you get to work. And Truché's beforehand protection will actually help guard your hands, even while they're in that hot soapy water. And so help keep your hands soft and lovely. So many women have found, too, that Truché is swell for rough elbows, chapped legs, as well as hands. And it's a powder base. Why not get a bottle? You'll really love Truché's luxurious creaminess, its fragrance. But most of all, you'll love how Truché helps keep your hands soft, smooth, and lovely.
Harry, are you sure that's all you're thinking of, women's hands?
Sure.
Then wipe that silly grin off your face.
Dear, I think Eddie has worried long enough about the baby. He's had a terrible time. I'm going to take Junior over to his house. Goodbye, darling.
This started off like a beautiful day, and now look. Leonard, answer the door, will you?
Yeah.
Gee, Mr. Cantor, I hope it's Harry Von Zell.
Eddie, here he is.
Here's our little darling.
The baby, he's saved. Come here to me, my arms. Come on.
Are you all right?
Look at the bell. Tell me, are you all right, Harry? What happened?
Listen, it was terrible. Yeah. I walked into this apartment, and there, standing before me, were four bloodthirsty gangsters.
Jeez.
And there, lying on the couch, was Junior, bound hand and foot. And his diaper...
His diaper, yes?
His diaper was way up.
Way up?
They used it for a blindfold. So I walked in. I gave the four killers the $5,000, and I said, give me the baby. And they said, no, you don't get the baby unless you give us $50,000.
Yes.
I said, I wouldn't go back to Cantor and ask him for $50,000. $50,000, I said to him. Cantor hasn't got $50,000. It's some lie, huh?
Yeah.
Well, sir, the leader, Herman the Furman, pulls out a knife. I have nothing with me but a pencil, but
yes.
I pull that out, and
yes.
we go at it, zip, 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 and it's all over.
Tell me, what happened?
He sharpened my pencil. I put it back in my pocket, and then they came after me. Three guys in front of me with Tommy guns, and one guy behind me with an axe.
Yes.
The gun started blazing.
Harry.
I'm dodging bullets right and left, Eddie.
What about the guy with the axe, Harry?
The bullets come faster and faster. Yeah.
What's that?
Guns jammed. I figured...
Harry, what about the guy in back of you with the axe?
There I am on the chandelier. These three murderous bugs have got their revolvers out.
Revolvers?
Wait a minute. Oh. How did you get up on the chandelier?
How did I get up on the chandelier?
Yeah.
Well, when they asked me for the $50,000, I hit the ceiling. I'm on the chandelier. I jumped from the chandelier, fell on the three guys, and knocked them flatter than Georgie Jessel's voice. And it was all over.
Yeah, I know. But Harry, the guy behind you with the axe, what happened to him?
The baby got him.
Well, little fella, you have a very brave father. Don't you think so? Harry, now that you're here and the baby's safe, I'd like to rehearse this little thing I wrote for next Wednesday's program, huh?
Oh, give me land, lots of land, and the starry skies above.
Boom, 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 boom.
Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love.
Boom, 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 boom.
Shut up.
Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you, please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose underneath the western skies. On my cayuse till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to where the west commences. Days until I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
What is that getting here?
I don't know.
Oh, you can't sing the Tooraloo.
Why?
Cause it's a western lullaby.
Mr. Von Zell.
Yes?
I came around here to ask you for your daughter's hand.
Yeah, when you'll take all of her or nothing.
But, Pa, we want to get married.
No, I'll never let you marry a drinking man, pal. Say, son, what you got there in that satchel?
Corn whiskey. But I just got it in case I get bit by a rattlesnake.
What you got in the other bag?
A rattlesnake. I want to ride
to where the west commences. Days until I lose my senses. Can't look to hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
You don't know how thrilled I am to have the baby safely back
again. Oh, yes, it's been a great day for me, too, Eddie. I got a chance to sing and a chance to act.
Well, of course, a chance to act?
Yeah, my baby, my little package of happiness, my bundle of joy. The whole thing was a gag about the baby.
Yes.
That's a good one on you.
Well, that is the dirty part. What about my money?
Oh, well, everybody got a Christmas bonus but me. So what? I waited until February, but I got it. Oh, I'm an actor, huh?
Yeah. It's a great joke, Harry. Have you got the money with you, Harry?
No, I took the money home to my wife.
Oh, you lied, huh? She was in on the joke, too, huh? Wonderful.
Come in.
Harry Von Zell, what kind of a joke is this?
Eh?
The package you gave me did not contain $5,000. It's a bunch of Eddie Cantor's old press clippings. Look.
Press? Well, if that ain't the dirtiest...
Read those clippings, Harry. You'll find out I'm a pretty good actor, too.
Eddie Cantor, you're not going to get away with a thing like this. You won't get away with it. I'll take you to court. And if you win, I'll take you to a higher court. I'll take you to a court so high, Cantor, your nose will bleed.
I hope you do.
Be sure to listen in next week, ladies and gentlemen. And in the meantime, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays together possible. Sal Hepatica for the Smile of Health and Truche Be Beforehand Lotion. Sal Hepatica, Truche. This is Eddie Cantor saying good night, everybody, and victory very soon.
Say, if your child is suffering from a cold and is feeling miserable and making it pretty tough for you, too, heed the advice from Papa Von Zell here. Help relieve those annoying cold symptoms with Minute Rub, modern chest rub. Honestly, you'll be amazed, surprised, and delighted with Minute Rub's quick results. Just rub a little Minute Rub on the throat, chest, and back. And in a minute, there'll be a pleasant sensation of warmth as Minute Rub begins to stimulate healthy circulation. At the same time, Minute Rub's active menthol vapors help relieve that clogged feeling in the nose and throat. What's more, Minute Rub is greaseless, and Minute Rub is stainless. It disappears like vanishing cream, so it can't possibly harm your clothes or bed linens. Now, why not get a jar of Minute Rub and let Minute Rub help you and every member of your family suffering from a cold get quick relief from those unpleasant cold symptoms? Just ask for a Minute Rub.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.